Winter is getting off to a brisk start in the normally mild Pacific Northwest. Overnight temperatures have broken sub-zero records in some areas. Apparently, we can blame Canada. Matthew Cohen is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Portland.
The cold air from the Arctic was actually kind of funneled down, and most of it was along the east of the Cascades, but then it was such a strong front that a lot was able to come over on the west side of the Cascades as well and give us this very cold air.
Cohen says Eugene was a particularly cold spot with an overnight low of minus 10 on Sunday.
We saw several daily minimum temperature records fall over the last week, including two of the three coldest nights on record, which dates back all the way to 1890 for the Eugene Airport.
The cold, combined with the more than 6 inches of snow that dumped on the region starting Friday afternoon, created the commute from hell. In Roseburg, Oregon State Police Lieutenant Doug Ladd says there were lots of accidents, but few serious injuries. Now, he says, Interstate 5 is mostly clear, but some sections are still a little dicey.
We've been working with ODOT over the weekend, the past few days, and identifying some of those spots that continue to be troublesome. Typically, they're in shadowy areas where there isn't any sunshine, to get some de-icer on there and get those things cleared out.
The secondary roads are another story, with many still covered with ice. Lieutenant Ladd says a lot of problems could be avoided if people would just make sure they and their vehicles are prepared for severe weather before they head out. He says you'd be amazed how many folks drive into winter storms wearing shorts and sandals. In a region that rarely sees deep freezes, many homes aren't as well prepared as they ought to be either. Rory White, with the Art of Plumbing in Medford, says he's been running nonstop for days.
Oh, Saturday morning, the phone calls started flowing in.
White and the other plumber in his company have been putting in long hours repairing frozen water pipes. He says he's never seen anything like it.
I used to get a few calls a year, but this year has been by far the busiest for frozen pipes I've ever seen, and I've been doing this for 16 years.
The cold snap has been hard on agriculture, too. Farmers east of the mountains are worried the severe low temperatures, combined with gusty winds, could stunt their winter wheat crop. Growers fear the harsh cold may take a toll on Northwest vineyards as well, as frozen vines may need to be pruned back, losing several years of growth. In the Klamath Basin, temperatures dropping into the minus teens are keeping cattle ranchers and dairy farmers busy. Dr. Terry Bloomfield is a large animal veterinarian in Klamath Falls. She says the deep freeze poses challenges.
The animals require more feed because they're trying to generate heat to stay warm. Water is a big issue, you know, and it gets to be quite a challenge for ranchers to keep their water troughs and water supplies open and flowing.
Bloomfield says protecting livestock from the cold also could mean making sure they have windbreaks or some other sort of protection from extreme temperatures. Still, she says, hard weather is just part of ranching.
You know, it's cold, but we see this every once in a while. Most winters have a few days where we're below zero, and everybody just gets it dealt with.
Is such a big freeze a harbinger of an especially hard winter in the Pacific Northwest? The National Weather Service's Matthew Cohen says the outlook is uncertain.
There's really not a strong sense from the longer-term signals as to what to expect for the rest of the wintertime, but certainly folks should be prepared for it. You know, it's certainly possible there could be another significant storm that impacts them.
National Weather Service says temperatures will warm up over the next few days, but it'll likely be Thursday before we finally leave the deep freeze behind, at least for now. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.